in this kingdom, the treasures of the kingdom are accessible by the key of knowledge.
Vision is a necessity for human survival. You are a deliberate creature of a God in heaven, and you were sent from the realm of eternity into the earth realm in order to fulfill a divine purpose. You are here on a mission.
Jesus died, resurrected to restore us back to the glory realm. Christianity is a call unto the glory life. Christianity is a call unto a life of glory and dominion. You have to be transformed into that version of you that is needed to fulfill your destiny. Through the process of spiritual metamorphosis, mental metamorphosis, the assignment is at the mercy of your personal growth and transformation.
Pratisco tequila baronde kefetenis pratoska bakataka brakataya ele kobuko brakadaya impotesi buraka bakataya brakatatatatata. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Father, we acknowledge your presence and power in this place. Do for us and do with us what only you can do. Let the eyes of our understanding be enlightened. Kalidobo sabaladia. Multiply your miracles. Perform your wonders. Transform our lives. Shelekudi kabaladia. Move unhindered in our midst. And let the name of the Lord be glorified in Jesus' name. Clap your hands, O ye people. Come on, shout to the Lord with a voice of triumph. Come on, shout glory. Hallelujah. You might be seated in high places, in heavenly places. I welcome you to our July Miracle Healing and Impartation Service. With a prophetic cutting edge. And it also doubles as our communion service. the first communion service for the second quarter, for the second half of the year. Can you celebrate Jesus? So it's a double barrel service. Did you hear what I just said? It's a what? A double barrel service. It's a special double barrel service. It's both MHIS, that's Miracle Healing and Impartation Service, and also a communion service. A communion. We are going to take communion and seal everything. We'll seal everything we'll receive in this service today with the communion. Am I communicating? It's a blood drinking service, glory to God, and a flesh eating service. Jesus said, as often as you drink this blood and eat my flesh, you shew off my death. And of course, through the communion, we proclaim his death and all the blessings and benefits of his death, burial, and resurrection. Thank you, Father. Acts chapter 1, verse 8. Just a word of exhortation, and we are going to pray. Thank you, Lord. Power for change. Power for change. Power for change. Acts chapter 1, verse 8. It says, but ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be what? Witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem, in all Judea, in Samaria, and unto the uttermost part of the earth. Give me a New King James Version. Can I have the New King James Version? Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Power for change. That's the topic of my exhortation this evening. It says, but you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit. Somebody say when. So when has to do with time. It has to do with timing. Let me ask you a question. From that verse, when will you receive power? When will you receive power? He said, but you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you. Thank you, Holy Ghost. In other words, the Holy Spirit is the power bank of God. The Holy Spirit is the powerhouse of God. The Holy Spirit is the custodian of the almighty power of God. You shall receive power. Power for change. So that you don't live as a victim. Listen, in this life, when you lack power, you will forever be a victim. You will be harassed by demons day by day without power. You will be a perpetual victim of demonic oppression, demonic harassment, human harassment. Am I communicating? Satan will rub your nose in the mud day by day. But to ensure that that does not become the experience of God's children, God say, you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit is come upon you. In other words, the Holy Spirit is a power bringer. The day you receive the Holy Spirit, from that day henceforth, this word, I am helpless, I am a victim of circumstance, ceases to be part of your vocabulary. You are never without help. The Holy Spirit is your supernatural helper, and he uses that power of God resident in you the day you received him to help you. From the day you receive the Holy Ghost, words like I was a victim of circumstance should be deleted from your vocabulary. Because it is this power that forbids you to be a victim. Rather, it makes you a victor over circumstances. You become a victor, power. Alikobakadaya. It takes empowerment, supernatural empowerment, for you not to be victimized by demons, not to be a victim of circumstances, not even to be a victim of the natural forces of life. Am I communicating? Even natural circumstances cannot limit you anymore. After supernatural empowerment by the Spirit of God. Now, the interesting thing I want you to note is that the Greek word translated power in this Acts 1 verse 8 is a Greek word dunamis, from where they get the English word dynamo. Physics student, you know the meaning of dynamo. Dynamo is a what? Is a what? Our people now. It's also from this Greek word dunamis that the English word dynamite was gotten from. So both dynamo and dynamite, they come from the word dunamis. I know dynamite is an explosive device, right? They use it to some of these construction companies when they are trying to construct road or they are trying to construct something, and maybe there is this rock that is stubborn that is along their path, and they want to break the rock, they want to shatter it, they will go and implant dynamite. They implant dynamite and use it to explode rock and shatter them so that they can continue their construction. Dunamis. That is natural dynamite. How much more the power of God? How much more the dynamite of God? Explosive power. The word dunamis means explosive power. Explosive power. It also means miracle working power. You see, dunamis is the power for performing miracles. Am I communicating? You shall receive miracle working power or miracle working ability. Miracle working ability. The ability or power to perform miracles. Am I communicating? And when we say miracle, look up. Miracle is anything God does on earth in partnership with yielded men. It's as simple as that. When God answers your prayer, that's a miracle. Can you answer your prayer? Anything God does on earth in partnership with yielded men is a miracle. And miracles are deeds of power. Miracles are deeds of power. Am I communicating? Give me Psalm 77 verse 14. NIV. New International Version. Miracles are deeds of power. Miracles don't just happen. They are made to happen. By a superior power. They are provoked by the power of God. Am I communicating? And like I said, as a miracle in its simplest definition is anything God does on earth, in the earth realm, in partnership with yielded men. Am I communicating? Miracle can also be defined as heavenly intervention in earthly affairs. Heavenly intervention in earthly affairs or in earthly matters, whenever God decides to intervene in earthly affairs, whatever happens is called a miracle. Am I communicating? And God will not just intervene like that. He will only do so when he is invited. Am I communicating? It does that. Divine intervention happen in response to human invitation. This is why we partner with God. All what we are doing when we partner with God is to invite him to intervene in earthly affairs. Remember, the earth is under man's jurisdiction. God created heaven and earth and carried the earth and handed it over to Adam, man, and he said, govern it, run it for me. He gave man dominion over the earth realm. So man is the landlord over the earth. So from that day henceforth, the omnipotent God, who is subject to his word, will not just barge into the earth just like that and do things uninvited. He won't do that. Does he have the power to do it? Yes. But will he do it? No. Why? Because it's against his word. It's against his principle. And he has exalted his word above his name. His word talks of, among other things, his principles, his way of operation, his ways, his methods of operation, the ways of God. His name talks of his power, his authority. So he has subjected himself to functioning that way, to operating that way. God will not intervene in earthly affairs uninvited. So you see, from that day henceforth, God, that's from the day he handed over the earth to Adam, God will need the permission and partnership of man to do anything in the earth realm. Am I communicating? This is very important. This is why we pray. Prayer is like giving earthly permission for heavenly intervention. Yes. For heaven to move on earth, earth must provide equity. It can be in form of faith, partnership of faith, partnership of prayer, can be giving sacrifice, you know, or praise, worship. You see, all that, through all that, we are partnering with God for supernatural intervention in earthly affairs, which will not have happened if we don't partner with him. So for God to do anything in the earth realm, it has to be with the permission of man, the partnership of man, the collaboration of man. And when he finally does those things, we call them miracles. What are miracles? Miracles happen when higher spiritual laws override and suspend lower natural laws temporarily. Let me take it again. Miracles happen when higher spiritual laws override and suspend lower natural laws. When Jesus walked on water, that was a miracle. A miracle of nature, demonstrating the superiority of God's power over nature. Am I communicating? Is it because when Jesus walked on water, what happened? Let me ask you a question. What happened to the law of gravity? What happened to the law of flotation? What happened to Archimedes' principle? Going by those natural laws, Jesus is not supposed to be able to walk on water. Am I communicating? But what happened was that Jesus activated higher spiritual laws. For instance, the law of faith is a spiritual law. The anointing of the Holy Ghost is a spiritual force, is a higher force. It will override natural forces. Am I communicating? Prayer is a spiritual law. Am I communicating? So Jesus functioned with a higher spiritual law, and by so doing he was able to override and suspend the law of flotation, Archimedes' principle, and all of that. Therefore he could walk on water. There was a time the sons of the prophet, they borrowed an axe and they went to cut some trees, and while falling the tree, mistakenly the axe head came out and fell into the water, and they cried to the man of God, prophet Elijah, say, hey, my master, it was borrowed. That's even the worst part. It's not even their own. So to save them from that embarrassment and shame, the man of God said, where did it fall? They showed him. He caught a leaf or a tree branch and threw it there, and the axe head floated. That's a miracle. That's a miracle. A higher spiritual law came into place and overrode and suspended the law of flotation and Archimedes' principle that would have made it impossible for that accent, which is iron, to float. Am I communicating? When Jesus ascended on Mount Olive, the disciples were watching. He blessed them and he ascended into heaven. Is it because gravity no longer exists? No. What happened was that Jesus, by operating higher spiritual law, he suspended gravity. He overrode the law of gravity, suspended it temporarily, and that was why he could ascend into heaven. Am I communicating? In the eyes of his disciples. And by the way, there are different kinds of miracles. As diverse as your problems and your needs. Am I communicating? You are trusting God for admission. The power of God gave you admission. That's a miracle. You are trusting God for a job, employment. The power of God gave you a job. That's a miracle. You are trusting God to make progress in life, to prosper, power to get wealth, all of that. You are trusting God for healing, bodily healing. You are trusting God for deliverance out of captivity and bondage. Deliverance is a miracle. Am I communicating? Casting out devil is a miracle. Healing for your body and for even your mind, even emotional healing, mental healing, bodily healing is a miracle. Am I communicating? Favor is a miracle. Divine favor is a miracle. Encounters are miracles. Encounters that transform your life. Divine encounters that transform your life and destiny. Destiny defining encounters. Life changing encounters. They are miracles. Am I communicating? They are miracles. Promotion is a miracle. Marka so fell there. You see, miracles defy logic. They defy logic. They defy logical explanation. If you can explain it humanly or scientifically, it's not a miracle. Am I communicating? Any occurrence in your life that you can easily explain, naturally speaking, is not a miracle. When a miracle happens, it will contradict logic. It will contradict logical reasoning, logical facts. Kaso pote magadai. Egetuze beletena. In a split second, your life can change. I'm telling you, in a split second, divine restoration is a miracle. You say, I will restore the years. They can. It's a miracle. Who can restore years? Who can restore lost years, lost time, lost opportunities, lost money, lost resources, lost... You see, divine restoration is a serious miracle. divine speed is a miracle. By the time God compressed 10 years and give you the result of 10 years in 1 year, it will happen to somebody this year. You see, this one of the things God told me, this second half of the year is going to be characterized by supernatural speed and acceleration. I'm telling you, it's going to be characterized. Things will be happening at the speed of light, at the speed of light, at rocket speed. This kind of aliko balatia, you will move very fast, very fast. Everything will be sped up. The power of God will speed up your life and destiny. Don't worry about the ones that have not happened first half. God will pay you with arrears in this second half. He will add it to the one that was supposed to happen in this second half. Things will happen with speed. Divine speed is a miracle. Supernatural understanding and wisdom is a miracle. When, you know, some people read Bible, they don't see anything. They don't even understand anything. By the time the Holy Ghost open your understanding, even his plan, God's plan and purpose for your life, some people don't understand God's plan and purpose for their life. It will take that miracle of understanding, divine understanding, for the Holy Ghost to open, because some people, their life is characterized by acute confusional state, always looking confused. They don't even know what to do. But by the time the spirit of wisdom and understanding is imparted to you, you will know exactly what to do. You will know with clarity what to do, what next step to take. Am I communicating? To move your life forward. That miracle of the opening of people's understanding is very important. Bible says, then Jesus breathed on the disciples. Then by breathing on them, he said, receive ye the Holy Spirit. And specifically, it was the spirit of understanding. Because we're told in Luke, then open he their understanding, that they might understand the scriptures. Barakataya. Your life will be a mosaic of miracles. Your life becomes an unending stream of the miraculous. Look at the life of Jesus. It was an unending stream of the miraculous. Am I communicating? I'm talking to you about the dunamis, the miracle working power of God. Hallelujah. Shaliboko sabagadia. And that word dunamis also means ability, might, strength, inherent power. Inherent power. Power residing in a thing or a person by virtue of its nature, or which a person or thing exerts and put forth. Am I communicating? Inherent power. Resident power. Dunamis also means power for morality and excellence. I like this one. So it also talks of the strength of your character, the power of your character, power for morality, moral power, and also excellence. Excellence is a manifestation of the dunamis power of God. Am I communicating? Hey, by the impartation of this power, your life will become excellent. Amen. All that you do will become excellent. Amen. Your business will become excellent. Amen. Your job will be excellent. Amen. You will start doing excellent work, excellent job, in the name of Jesus. Dunamis also means the power and influence which belongs to wealth and riches. The power and influence which comes from where? Riches and wealth. So, Deuteronomy 8:18, he said, you shall remember the Lord your God, for it is he that giveth thee what? Power to get wealth. That power to get wealth is a manifestation of the dunamis power of God. You can call it the blessing. Am I communicating? Supernatural empowerment. By the impartation of the power coming on you, you will produce wealth. You become a wealth creator. You become a wealth generator. In the name of Jesus. Dunamis also refer to force, divine force, supernatural force, miraculous power. Iko la vira kataya, brendos ketia, la patizo pranta kapalataya. He said, you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you. And you shall be what? Witnesses unto me. It takes power to tame the forces of this life. I was telling my wife this morning, I read a story, very pathetic, very disheartening story. A pastor in this country went for the funeral of someone, maybe his church member or something, and he never returned alive. See, in this wicked world, it doesn't matter whether you are a pastor or you are a politician or you are a business person, it is risky to live without power. It's a wicked world, I'm telling you. We live in a very wicked world. Iko la bagida brakataya. Thank you, Holy Spirit. The Lord just gave me a word for somebody. He said, that demonic power that is hindering your destiny helpers is crushed tonight. Yeah. You know, the person I'm talking to, if you are the person, your amen will be louder than this one. Now listen again. He said that demonic power that has been hindering your destiny helpers. Are you aware there are people God have commanded to help you? Are you aware? God commanded the raven, faithfully, greedy bird, fed prophet Elijah during famine, was bringing bread and flesh in the morning, breakfast, bread and flesh in the evening, dinner. Faithfully, a bird became a destiny helper. Why? A force commanded the bird. A force, greedy bird. But the Lord is saying, this person I'm talking to, there are people that were ordained, commanded by God to help you, but there are demonic powers that are tying them down. Anytime they want to help you, those demonic forces spoil their mind, poison their mind, turn their heart against you, ensure that they were supposed to give you money. Satan ensured they use the money for something else. At the point they want to help you financially, that's when their car will break down. And how much? He said they need new engine. Engine don't knock. How much? Something million. Now listen, these are operation of the devil. Except God did not call me. Listen to me. Every force, every power that has been hindering your destiny helpers, I come with the rod of power to you this evening. I come with the rod of power and the scepter of apostolic authority, and I decree and declare every force, every power assigned from hell to hinder and to stop your destiny helper, to organize calamities and tragedies, to prevent them from helping you, those powers are crushed right now. They are crushed to powder.
I bury those forces in the name of Jesus. Helpers are rising for you. I said destiny helpers are rising for you. I speak to every demonic power responsible for turning the heart of your destiny helpers against you, poisoning their mind. Whatever force, whatever demonic power that is making them evil affected concerning you, to turn their heart, to poison their heart, I command those power judge tonight. I break their influence. I mesmerize and yeyerize those powers tonight. I render them useless. I render them useless in the name of Jesus. I prophesy financial helpers are rising for you. Destiny helpers are rising to favor you. People commanded to help you, they will help you unhindered. Those commanded to give to you, they will give to you speedily. I said they will give to you speedily. They will favor you speedily. They will help you speedily. In the name of Jesus. Sit down. Malikobo Sabalataya. Power for change. Your life does not change by chance. Your life changes by choice. Which choice? The choice to activate the power of God. The choice to engage the power of God. Listen, nothing changes on its own. In fact, nobody changes by himself or by herself. It takes a force. It takes power for changes to happen. It takes power to command and compel changes. You want to see positive changes in your life? You want to see positive changes in your business? It takes power. It's not by begging and crying or calling for pity party. Stop looking for sympathy. It will not change anything. It takes power for things to change. It takes power to compel motion. No power, no motion. Aliko Bagadia, I love physics. In fact, I had A1 in physics, WAEC. A1 in physics, NECO. I love physics. In physics, there is this legend. One of the greatest scientists in physics called Isaac. Sir, in fact, they call him Sir Isaac Newton. Is this his second law of motion? This is law of motion that states that a body... Which law is that? His first law of motion. He said a body will remain at rest. As in, this is the body. It will remain at rest like this. Or, in a uniform motion, in a straight line. That's, it will keep doing the same thing. Or it will remain in the same spot. A body will remain at rest. Or in a uniform motion, in a straight line. Unless an impressed force, an external force, that force is power, acts on it. So this body will remain at rest, no motion, no progress, nothing is working, no promotion, no progress, no prosperity. Stagnation. You now see why people suffer demonic stagnation. Their life have been paused by demonic remote control. They just press pause. They are in one spot like this. Demonic delays. Demonic stagnation. A body will remain at rest. They remain in one spot year in, year out. No measurable progress. A body will remain at rest. Unless an impressed force acts on it, and then boom, it moves it. It begins to make progress. Or a body will remain in uniform motion in a straight line. That's, you will
keep doing the same thing and keep getting the same result unless power comes, bam, and changes the direction of your life. It takes applied force for your life to make progress. It takes applied force to break the powers of delays and stagnation. Am I communicating? It takes applied force for you to command and compel changes in every area of your life, whether it is your health. The health situation will not change unless power is involved, unless the raw power of God is applied. I was on air doing Dunamis radio broadcast, and I was praying for the sick for mass miracle. And after the prayer, somebody called that he had this pain in his hand. I think it was Shola that was sharing with me. They called you. He said, yeah, shoulder pain due to fracture. Okay, he had fracture. He has been having that pain. He said, I said, lay your hands wherever. I was in the studio. See, there is no distance in the realm of the spirit. The power of God can be released into the air, and it will hit its targets. All you need to do, just mix it with faith. I'm telling you the truth. Be foolish enough to believe the words of the prophet. It's as simple as that. See, let me tell you something. The easiest way to receive is through the anointed. It requires the lowest amount of spiritual energy. The only energy you need is just have faith in their words. That's all. Honor them and believe, no matter how foolish. Be foolish enough to believe them. It's as simple as that. Believe the Lord your God, so shall ye be established. Believe also his prophet, so shall ye prosper. It's the easiest way to receive. You know, you can pray about your problem on your own. That one requires higher power compared to this one I'm showing you. Oh yes. You can choose to stand on God's word, and you can keep standing for days, for weeks, for even years, until the day your faith mature, jungle mature, then you carry your miracle. Or you can choose to, through just one encounter with the anointed, you cash and carry. They are all routes we receive from God. Am I communicating? You see, hey, some people don't understand. You know, sometimes when I want to pray for some people, the thing I hear them talk self, they weak my body. See, when the man of God shows up that God have anointed for your sake, because listen, the anointing upon the anointed is primarily for the benefit of you to whom the anointed is sent. You must learn the skill of receiving. Learn the skill of maximizing what is on the anointed for your benefit. God have anointed me for your sake this evening. But you see, most of the time when I come for miracle service, my prayer is, Lord, help them to receive well. Are you getting me? It's very important, because some people don't know how to receive. I'm telling you. They will be in an atmosphere of God's power, but they will turn into lukewarm. You know lukewarm? Luku-luku spectators that we end up going home with nothing. Am I communicating? The man of God is not your prayer partner, as in when it comes to solving. Let me explain something. Watch. You have a problem. God have anointed a man of God with the solution. Watch this. And you come in contact with the man of God, and you are telling the man of God, continue to pray for me about this matter. You are a fool. It can be harsh, but I'm telling you the truth. Let me show you what it is like. It is like, it is like, watch this. It is like meeting someone that's, they have given money to give you. Eh? Maybe they gave somebody 100 million to give you. The person is commanded to give the money to you. And then you now met the person. And then you now tell the person, you know, I don't even have money for school fees. I've not paid money for house rent. You are now mentioning all your financial problem. Meanwhile, the person has been empowered with money to help you with the money, to give to you. The person is commanded to give you. But look at what you are saying, you are doing. Instead of placing a demand on the person and asking and collecting the money, you are now telling the person all your problem. Then you tell him, say, please sir, when you go back, see how you can help. So the person then looks at you. So, okay, no problem. And then the person left with the money that you are supposed to collect. The money that is supposed to meet all those your problems you just mentioned. The person left, and you allow the person to leave. That's why I say you are a fool. When you encounter the anointed, it's not your prayer partner at that point. Your job is to honor that grace, connect in faith, and collect your miracle. Connect to that grace, because that's what God will use to meet your need. Oh, am I communicating? It's a powerful principle. Matthew 10:41. He that receives a prophet in the name of a prophet shall receive a prophet's reward. Are you getting me? He that receives a prophet in the name of a prophet shall receive. So you are to place demand on what the prophet carries through your faith, through your heart of honor. You have to place demand. If you don't place demand, there won't be a supply. Are you getting me? I love this story about Ora Robot. Ora Robot, mighty healing evangelist, American healing evangelist. He just held a mighty meeting, crusades. And then there was this man. After the whole meeting, he has ministered to the sick. Some people got healed and all of that. He was tired. And I know how it can be very wearisome to the flesh when you minister under the anointing. So he was tired after the meeting. He just wants to go home. Then there is this man that was sick, that was waiting for Ora Robot. He insisted he wants to see Ora Robot. Ora Robot was about going. Then the guy said, excuse me, sir, I'm supposed to be healed today. Have you defined what is supposed to happen to you in this encounter? I always say, don't come for miracle services without clearly defined expectations. If it means to write it, write it. Write it down. Write it down. You must have clearly defined expectations. Have you defined what is supposed to happen to you in this service? For some people, it's healing for their body, or their mind, or emotionally. For some, it is miracle of some other sort. Am I communicating? Because like I said, there are different kinds of miracles. The man said, excuse me, sir, I'm supposed to be healed today in this meeting. Or a robot looked at him. He said, you know, I'm very tired now. Usually when I'm tired like this, it's difficult for me to release my faith for the flow of the anointing. In fact, I'm not even feeling anything right now. Because he used to minister under a tangible anointing. Say, I'm not even feeling any power. Say, and I'm tired. I can't even exercise my faith. The guy said, sir, you don't need to worry. He said, allow me to do the believing. Let's do division of labor. He said, lay your hands. Because Ora Robot ministered majorly through the laying on of hands. In his lifetime, he laid hands on 1.5 million people. The man said, excuse me, sir, I'm supposed to be healed today. He said, just carry your hand, just lay your hand. He said, don't worry about your own faith. He said, I came with enough faith. What was the man doing? The sick man was placing a demand on the anointing upon the anointed. Because he understood that the anointing on Ora Robot was for his healing, was for his benefit.
Have you come to that understanding? God's method are men. Are you getting me? They cried to the Lord. The Lord anointed and sent a man. And the way you receive the man determines whether you receive your miracle or not. It's as simple as that. The moment or a robot laid his hand on the man connected with his faith, like the woman with the issue of blood, the man got healed instantly. Even or a robot was surprised. I'm supposed to be healed today. It is your faith that sets the date for your miracle. You know, the woman with the issue of blood said, if I may but touch the hem of his garment, I shall be healed. I shall, not I may. She was sure. Faith is confident assurance. When you are in faith, you are very sure. And it's not sure of the head, it's of the heart. Am I communicating? I shall. And she came, she pressed with her faith and touched and collected. She connected in faith and collected her healing. Am I communicating? It doesn't matter. It's the same principle. It's the same principle. When hands are laid on you, when words are spoken over you under the anointing, receive. Open your heart and receive. With your faith, dive into the pool of God's power. It's as simple as that. Plunge into that miraculous pool and collect your miracle, collect your healing, collect your breakthrough. Your open doors. Whatever you are believing God for. Children's school fees, house rent, miracle job, miracle car, miracle admission, promotion increase. Am I communicating? All manner of miracles. You want your business to prosper, flourish? Plunge into the pool of power and collect your miracle. It's as simple as that. Let me finish that story. That person with shoulder pain from fracture. Or is it fracture or dislocation? Huh? Dislocation. The person connected in faith right in his house. Or is it a house? Is it a male or a female? Female. And she was healed. The pain left instantly. And the woman was healed. She called. Thank God she even called. You know, there is the 10-9 principle. For every one person that you see testify, there are like 9 others with the same kind of miracle or testimony that have refused to testify. We saw it in the story of the 10 Samaritans. 10 of them got healed when Jesus said, go and show yourself to the priest, right? As they went, they were cleansed. Those 10 lepers, only one came, the Samaritan, and glorified God and testified and gave God the glory. For every one kind of miracle, you should know that there are like 9 others with similar kind that are yet to testify. We'll be receiving a good number of testimonies just from Avalanche of Good News radio broadcasts. Was it last year that during one of these our miracle service, you remember that woman that was sick? She said all she was hearing, she was her house, she was sharing, is it here? Sharing fence with our venue here. She was hearing my voice. Thank God for loudspeakers. You see? That's why sound is important. I was praying mass prayer for sick people. She said she connected in faith right in her house, and the power of God hit her. She even fell down under anointing in her house. And when she got up, she was totally healed. Sickness left her. I'm telling you the truth. The woman's house is just outside here like this. How much more you looking at me in the service? Hey, how much more you in the service? Somebody, people following on air are getting healed, receiving their miracle. Several people with depression, some say with suicidal ideation and all of that, were delivered just by hearing and connecting in faith. How much more you that is here? And let me warn, I always say this during miracle service. Don't come for miracle service for entertainment or to be a spectator. Because I usually see it when the power of God is moving, some people, their own job. Now wow. Make you know for hit me. They turn into spectators. I'm telling you. And guess what? They go home without receiving anything. Don't become like that. Are you listening in this service? What have you come? Is that what you came here for? And secondly, if you are a worker, ushers, hear me, oh. Protocol, hear me, oh. Media, una de hear? Instrumentalists, una de hear? Technical and sound, una de hear? Don't become like the caterer that is serving other people food and forgot to eat. I speak in parables. Because listen, as an usher product, you can be busy catching people under anointing, and then that's the only thing you receive during the service. Catching people. That's all. I'm telling you. Don't you have things you are believing God for? Release your faith. Plunge into the power. Collect your miracle. When it is time to pray, don't say you are doing protocol work, you are doing ushering. Open your mouth and pray. Even if you are playing drum, be blasting in tongue and be drumming. You are doing keyboard. Keyboardist, Montex, are you hearing me? Let your mouth be tonguing. Connect in faith. Don't be left out of the service, workers. I'm telling you the truth. And don't get too familiar. Nothing blocks the flow of the anointing like over familiarity. That is the number one blocker, second only to offense. Familiarity is number one, offense is second. Offense. That's you got offended at the vessel that was sent to bless you. Offense. Man of God is talking. And as he's talking, saliva flew like a projectile and hit you, your face. What nonsense. Arrant nonsense. Meanwhile, there are people that native doctor is even pouring his urine on their head. And they are thanking the native doctor as long as the thing will work. Are you getting me? No offense, oh. Don't people go to visit native doctor for solution? Do they complain about anything they do? If native doctor tell them lie down and is matching their head like this, no offense, oh. I say, Baba, do it very well. Is this saliva that is an issue? Man of God, he mistakenly mashed my leg. See the way he just mashed my leg. Ash! My leg, oh. Instead of you, there are men that if they match me, I will give thanksgiving for the match. I know my life has changed. I'm telling you, it depends. You see, it matters how you think. Oh, you better change your thinking. Even the saliva of the anointed is anointed. I'm not saying I'm into saliva pouring ministry. No, because there were people Jesus ministered to by spitting and all of that as he was led by the Spirit. It's not doctrinal. I won't pour saliva on you. But I'm saying that even the saliva by mistake is a blessing. Man of God mistakenly match you. Go and give thanks, you know. If you know the meaning, your life just changed. Are you getting me? I was in Shiloh 2012. The Lord said, go down to Canaan land. I went. And then I was talking with my friend who is a barrister. He also came for Shiloh in Canaan land. We were talking after the morning session, before the specialized session in the afternoon. We got talking, and while we were standing, rain was about falling. Before you know, rain started falling. So, based on that circumstance, watch it. We now ran, climbed up, and went close to the venue. We didn't know that was the venue for specialized healing service for sick people. Now, what took us there? It was the rain. So it looks as if it was circumstantial, but you know, see, there are some things that God normally orchestrates for your benefit. For your benefit. Watch this. It was upstairs like this. I was facing up, my friend was facing down. Okay, no, I was facing down, my friend was facing up. We were talking like this. Then there is this lady on wheelchair. She couldn't walk because of her illness. The mother was trying, rushing because of the rain to bring her up. So I then told my friend, let's help these people. And then we went and helped them carry the wheelchair and the lady inside the wheelchair and helped the mother, brought her up. And then they were moving like this. I was to continue my discussion with my friend. The Holy Spirit said, why don't you pray for her? Huh? At that time, I've never prayed for somebody on wheelchair. My faith never reached there. But I heard God clearly. I couldn't behave as if I didn't hear him. He said it again, why don't you pray for her? I will heal her. You see, when you hear the voice of God, it gives you confidence. Your faith comes alive. Then I told my friend, let's pray for this person. Went. They took her inside. She was already lying inside. And then I told the mother, I said, the Lord is leading me to pray for your daughter. I said, I'm going to pray for her. Then I opened the Bible. I just showed her a few scriptures to show that healing is a done deal. Jesus has paid the price for her healing. And when I was talking, as I was ministering the word briefly, I felt that tangible healing anointing came upon my hands. I knew it when it came. And then I looked at the mother. I said, Madam, I'll pray for your daughter. She will be healed now. She will walk now. The mother shouted, Amen. She doesn't know me from anywhere. I don't know her from anywhere. I'm not the Canaan land minister that is supposed to come and minister. In that hall, so many sick people were waiting. The session was about to start, but they've not commenced. So I laid my hands on her and prayed for her and commanded her to walk. She got up and started walking. Now listen. She started walking. Like in between the eye like this. I told her, don't stop walking, because you have to encourage people to exercise their faith. She has not walked for over 2 years. So I said, don't stop, continue walking. She went down in front, close to the altar, and turned, took the other aisle, came back. The mother just started shouting. She said, that the last time this girl walked was 2 years ago. She was just thanking God, thanking me, thanking God. And then the other sick people there, they started calling me. The relative were say, come and pray for me, come and pray. I say, I'm not the man of God sent to minister today. I only did this one because I was led by the Spirit. So I conveyed myself like Jesus out of that place. Now, imagine if that rain did not fall, I wouldn't have climbed there. I wouldn't have met that girl. She wouldn't have received a miracle. There are events that God orchestrates for your favor. There is no mistake. There are some things we call divine coincidences. Divine coincidences. See, when the power of God come upon you in this service, receive. And the power of God does not come upon people for nothing. I'll say it again. The power of God does not come upon people for nothing. The anointing is always for a specific purpose. It's on a mission to solve a particular problem, to accomplish something in your life. Place a demand by your faith on that power. I always like to say this. Your problem can never be bigger than the power of God to handle. Stop magnifying your problem. Start magnifying the power of God to solve it. Your problem can never be greater than the power of God to address. And that power is here tonight. Are you listening? You know what I'm doing? I'm teaching you how to receive, because this is usually the main issue. The main issue is not to bring the power of God to manifestation. By God's grace, God has helped us. We know how to do that. The Lord has anointed us. But the issue is, we don't want you to be left out. So we have to teach you how to receive. The dynamics of receiving. Am I communicating? Very important. Let me tell your neighbor, your problem can never be bigger than the power of God to handle. Oh yes. Listen, if God can raise the dead, if the power of God can raise the dead, that same power can heal the living that is sick. That same power can prosper the living that is poor. That same power can transform the life of the living. In the natural, in this world, the greatest fear, the worst kind of fear, is the fear of death. The fear of death. The fear of death. But guess what? The power of God can mesmerize death. The power of God can even reverse a death sentence. Didn't Lazarus come back to life after him being dead for how many days? 4 days. He was dead, not just dead, he was thinking. Maggot, worms, putrefaction has taken place. All those processes. But the power of God brought a dead person back to life. How much more your sickness? How much more your issue? How much more your challenge? The worst kind of fear is the fear of death. And we see from scriptures that the power of God can checkmate death. So there is nothing greater than the power of God to handle. Am I communicating? Labaragataya. Mountains are melting. I say mountains are melting. I say mountains are melting. It takes power to rule and reign in life. Ecclesiastes 8 verse 4. Where the word of a king is, there is power. Isaiah 66 verse 7. God ruleth by his power forever. It takes power to ascend your throne. It takes power to climb and ascend your throne. It takes power to put your leg, your feet on the neck of the enemy. It takes power to rule. It takes power to dominate in this realm. It takes power to issue commands as a king. Kingly commands. And be obeyed. It takes power to enforce obedience and compliance. It takes power to compel changes. I said earlier, nothing changes on their own. Nobody changes on their own. It takes tangible power to change things, to command and compel positive changes in your life and destiny. It takes power to turn around and change contrary circumstances. Contrary circumstances, they bow to the power of God. It takes power to enforce a positive change of story, a change of status, a change of situations. It takes power to move mountains, to break barriers, crush satanic oppositions, bury demonic oppositions. It takes power to dismantle obstacles against you. Obstacles, embargoes against your progress, your promotion in life. It takes power to dismantle them. It takes power to shatter shackles. It takes power to break bondages, shatter captivity, bury oppositions. It takes power to tame demonic forces. It takes power to tame demoniacal forces of wickedness. It takes power to thresh mountains. Give me Isaiah 41 verse 15. It takes power to thresh them. Mountain-like problems, mountain-like challenges. Behold, I make thee a new sharp threshing instrument having teeth. Aya. Thou shalt thresh the mountains. The mountains represent your problems, your difficulties, your challenges. It doesn't matter for how long. It doesn't matter the magnitude. He said, I will make thee a new sharp threshing instrument having teeth. Thou shalt thresh them and beat them small and shall make the hills as chaff. 16. He says, thou shalt fan them. Ah, can you see what will happen to your mountains on this mountain? What will happen to your mountains of problem, mountains of sickness, mountain of poverty, mountain of difficulties, mountains of debt? He says, you will fan them. The wind shall carry them away. The wind of the Holy Ghost shall blow them away. The wild wind shall scatter them. And look at the end. You shall rejoice in the Lord, and you shall glory in the Holy One of Israel. Can you shout amen?
Amen.
Zechariah 4 verse 6. It says, this is the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel. Not by might, not by power. In that context, it's talking of human might, human power. It says, but by my spirit. By my spirit. See, it's the power of God that makes the impossible possible. The power of God is what converts impossibilities into possibilities. Mary asks, how shall these things be? How can I ever be pregnant without sleeping with a man, without a man's contribution? Seeing I don't know a man, I've never had sexual relation with a man. And Angel Gabriel told her, the Holy Ghost shall come upon you, and the power of the highest shall what? Overshadow you, and the impossible shall be made possible. That's supernatural conception. The Holy Ghost shall come upon you. The power of the highest shall overshadow you. Elagabarakata. And the impossible shall be made possible. By my spirit. By my spirit. The power of the spirit is unlimited. Sayeth the Lord of hosts. Verse 7. Who art thou, O great mountain, before Zerubbabel? Thou shalt become a plain. What is that mountain? That great mountain before you? That doctor's report, that evil report concerning your health. Let me tell you something. Sometimes, when some people have suffered some problems for a long time, they will now somehow accept it as part of their life. There is this conditioning of their mind. Why? Because they've tried before now, several times, but to no avail. They tried, no solution. They tried, then something tells them, just accept it. It is your cross. It happens to sick people, especially people with chronic illness, terminal illness. They come to a point in which they have They now accept it as part of their life. They are no longer trusting God for any change again. Even when you go to the hospital to pray for them, believing God for healing, they will just answer you religiously, amen. But in their mind, they are not expecting any change. Never come to that point in which you tolerate and accept anything that is not in line with the will of God, the plans and purposes of God for your life. Never accept it as part of your life. Never come to that point. React violently against it. Did you hear what I said? It's a faith reaction. React what? Violently. Because if you tolerate it, it will remain. And Satan is a wicked tax master. He will put it on you and keep you bound by it for years. In fact, till you die, he will not take it away. Your reaction against oppression is a guarantee for your liberation. It's a guarantee. React how? Somebody say violently. It's called the violence of faith. Blind Bartimaeus refused to accept his situation. He has been blind for donkey years. The moment he heard Jesus was passing by, he started shouting, "Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy upon me." That was his faith speaking. You release faith with your words and then your action. "Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy upon me." And Jesus stood. He said, "Call him." He said, "He called thee." And he threw away his begging uniform, threw away his garment, because he knew that he's not coming back to this begging business anymore. He knew his change has come. Ran to Jesus. Jesus said, "What do you want me to do for you?" He said, "That I may receive my sight." His desire was very specific. Jesus touched his eye. Say, "According to your faith, be it unto you." "Not by human might, not by power, but by my spirit," said the Lord. Who art thou? In a few minutes, we are going to pray, and you are going to speak to that mountain of a problem. I don't know whether it is mountain of academic problem, or mountain of health problem, or mountain of financial problem, or mountain of problem in your family, in your marriage, in your relationship, mountain of problem in your business, your career, your job, whatever mountain it is, you are going to speak to it in faith and command it to move. And I'm telling you, the power to move mountain is here. The power to move mountain is here. And that power is coming upon you tonight. Every mountain will move. Every mountain will be threshed to pieces. If you are that person, you will shout amen. Amen. It takes power to enjoy unstoppable progress, promotion and prosperity. It takes the propelling power of the Spirit to shift up in life and change levels supernaturally. It takes power to prevail and fulfill your destiny. Genesis 32, 24 to 28. You see the example of Jacob. Jacob was left alone. He wrestled with a man. He prayed until he broke up power to prevail and his destiny changed. Palakaba sofraka palataya. Imbreketeketekete. It takes power to do exploits. Exploits are extraordinary accomplishments and attention commanding results. Attention commanding supernatural feats and results. Daniel 11:32b says, "The people that do know their God, they shall be what? Strong. And they shall what? Do exploits." What is the secret of God's power? Acts 1 verse 8. "You shall receive power when the Holy Ghost is come upon you." Simple. The secret of power is the presence of the Holy Spirit. The presence of the Holy Spirit. The power of God resides in His presence. You see, the presence is already here, so the power is here. Am I communicating? If as I speak to you right now, I'm feeling the power all over me. The power is here. Please help that person, oh. Help that person, oh. He said, while Peter yet spake these words, the Holy Ghost came. The Holy Ghost fell. Am I communicating? See, let me tell you something. If you see me in the natural, you see me alone. But if God open your eyes small in the spirit, you will realize I'm not alone. I'm not alone. And if God open your eyes small, you will see so many angels in this hall. Do you know there are more angels than people here? Which angels? The angels of my anointing. The angels that have been assigned to minister for me. These are the angels that they bring to pass anything I say under the anointing. The things I declare as I'm led by the Spirit, they enforce it. They are the one touching people. They are the one performing the miracles you are seeing. Am I communicating? The presence of the Holy Ghost is a secret of power. Habakkuk 3 verse 4. He says, there is the hiding of his power. It talks about the presence of God. His brightness was as the light. He had horns coming out of his hand, the hand of a person. So he's talking of his presence. And there was the hiding of his power. So the power of God is hidden in his presence. The power of God is hidden in his presence. His presence is the secret of his power. And how do you release and activate that power? How do you take advantage of it, appropriate it? How do you release it? Number one is through spiritual hunger and thirst. Spiritual hunger and desperation. Number two, through your faith. I've talked about faith. Place a demand on that power by your faith. Am I communicating? It is by your faith you connect to that power and appropriate it. Number three, prayers, heartfelt. James, give me James 5:16b. The earnest, heartfelt, continued prayer of a righteous man make tremendous power available, dynamic in its working. James 5:16b amplified. There is a difference between power available and power resident. Resident power is not automatically equal to available power. Am I communicating? The power is resident in you, in the person of the Holy Spirit. But however, to make it available is through what? Prayer. It shows you prayer. When you pray, the power will be made available. And that is the one you can use to change things, right? To perform miracles, to move your life forward. Oh, thank you, Holy Spirit. Available power is the usable power, not just the resident power. So you must learn. See, we are going to pray very soon. Pray, oh. Pray. When they say pray, don't be looking at who is at your right, who is at your left. You came here alone. You didn't come here with somebody. Am I communicating? Pray from your heart. Look at the characteristics of the kind of prayer that makes power available. The earnest, heartfelt, continued prayer. The hand of the Lord is upon that person. Can you hear me? Bring the person. Bring the person. Come and put the person here. The earnest, heartfelt, continued prayer of a righteous man make tremendous power available, dynamic in its working. Come and lie down here. Listen, listen, listen. Your life is changing tonight. Oh. The Lord will do a quick work right now in this place. He will do a quick work. Dynamic. Pray from your heart. Lagaba, shapo, tekepa. See, when you want your life to change, when you want things to change, you can't be praying casually. You can't be casual in your approach. Am I communicating? No, I didn't say you should stay with him. Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. Allow the Holy Ghost. Are you getting me? You can't be casual in your approach. Are you listening? There was a time I prayed. I was doing NYC in Zuru. I entered the hall of one of the boarding, secondary school boarding school, and I prayed there until power, tremendous power. And I was the first person the power started with. My whole body was shaking under the anointing until the power knocked me down. I fell under power all by myself. Eco legedea. See, when you touch naked wire, electricity, you won't be. Some people ask, how does the power of God, how is it like? You don't explain power. You don't explain power. You experience it, and then you live to testify. When you touch naked cable and it shock you or carry you up, bam! When they ask you, how is it like? And I said, the power of God is not for entertainment. It is not. It's always to accomplish a purpose. See, that power can come upon somebody and a multimillionaire contract will enter your hand. That power can come upon you, your business, boom, it will explode. Listen, that power can come upon you and before you know, boom, promotion. Power can come, bam, your destiny helper that has forgotten you for 10 years. Destiny helper in America will just call you and send you dollars. Aligo barakata. Do you understand? That power can come upon, it will break the yoke of marital delay, and suddenly your God ordained husband or wife will just locate you supernaturally. Ilaga barakataya. Ephesians 3 verse 20. Eligo boragadaya. That power can come upon you and your life will just be speeding up. Speed, speed, speed. The yoke of delay broken. Stagnation broken. That power can come. You can receive impartation of wisdom. And that wisdom it will turn you into a success. It will command and compel greatness. That wisdom will turn you into a wealth commander, a wealth creator. Am I communicating? An anointing can come upon, it will just open up your understanding. A lady was in my office, I think it was Thursday, came for counseling. And I was explaining to her some Bible verses, Bible. She just, as I was explaining, at a point she just, I don't know whether she's here, or she just shouted, ah! She was enjoying the Bible. She said, ah! She has never enjoyed the Bible like this in her life. I mean, somebody that is a Christian, she has been reading Bible before. I was just explaining some things to her. Read this verse. I gave her my Bible. She read. Read this one. Because she was telling me she's having some academic challenge. She will read. She will forget. Forget. It's affecting her. I said, read this one. Read. She read. Read this one. It's as if scales dropped from her eyes. And she said, I've never enjoyed the Bible like this in my life. I just smiled. Somebody say power. Something will open for you. See, this power will open your understanding. It will clear every confusion in your life. See, after this service, you will know what to do. I'm talking to somebody. After this service, you will know exactly what to do. To move your life forward, you will know what to do. You will know when to do it. You will know how to do it. Wisdom is coming to you. Kasule vegedege brakata kabalataya. Ingo patiza balataya. Please help her. I told you. There's power here. Oh. There's power. Nigerian power. P-A-W-A. Okay. Now listen. Let me finish my reading. The anointing is already stirred. He said, now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly. Hey! Can you see what God will do for you? Above all, stop limiting God. Have a miracle mindset. All things are possible. Stop glorifying your problem. Stop celebrating and magnifying your problem. Start celebrating the power of God. It will bring down the Goliath of your life. Unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. According to the power that worketh. The Greek word is energio. It means operative power, active power, effective power. Did you notice it didn't say according to the power that is resident in us? It didn't say according to the power that is there potentially. It said that work, that's operative power. The one you made available through prayer. That's the operative power. Oh, that is the functional power. It's talking of active power. It's the one that changes circumstances. That powers your life forward. See, listen, except God is dead, except God did not send me your way this evening, whatever has not been working in your life, by this power that is here, whatever is dead, whatever is dead, whatever is not working, except God is dead, Katila Barakatai, by this anointing, everything dead, I command it to come back to life. I command it to come back to life. I command it to come back to life. Any organ in your body, any cell, any tissue that is dead or dying, I speak life. I release the life of God. I command resurrection power to enter it now. Any dead business, dead prayer life, dead spiritual life, dead relationship, I command it to come back to life. I command it to come back to life. Whatever has not been working for you, ayaga barakataya, embregedegede, lofiro topoteya, zelido gobogodo brakatai. I don't care for how long. It doesn't matter for how long that things have not been working. Zebila to pote bakatai. Whatever has not been working, by this anointing, by this anointing, I power it to walk. I power them to walk. I power your life to walk. I power your finances to work. I power your health to work. I power your organ to work. I power your business to work. I power your academics to work. I power your finances to work. Everything that was not working, it begins to work by fire. It begins to work by fire. It begins to work by fire. Lift up your voice. The anointing is dead. The power of God is here. Help her. Shele bakadaka bakadai. Imbrekede. Ladu sepeteni. Komba latia. Unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all we can ever ask or think, according to the power. Retiso felete engros ketia jalia. Help that young man. Shata tatete ketia lipe kete ketia nakapata. Lift up your voice and pray. Latiko bagadai. The earnest, heartfelt, continued prayer of a righteous man make tremendous power available. Power is made available. Power is being made available. Power is being made available.
The spirit of power is in this place. Lia Zubelete. The spirit of power. Lagabagadai. There are impartations of power. There are impartations of power. There are impartations of power. Help them. There are impartations of power. The spirit of power is entering you now. The Holy Ghost is coming upon you. The power of the highest is overshadowing them. Please bring them forward. I want all of them in front. Lia Superletia Lagabagada. The river of the Holy Ghost is flowing mightily. The Lord is doing a quick walk in this place. The Lord is doing a quick walk. Shatatataba. Power is touching people. As this power is coming upon you, sickness is leaving your body. The pain is leaving your body. Lia soporo de kedi apranda katai. This power is opening doors. Is opening doors. I see open doors. The anointing for open doors. The anointing for open doors. Take it now. Take it now. Those doors are opening. Those gates are opening. Barriers are breaking. Those chains are breaking. Those chains are breaking. Those limitations, they are broken. They are leaving you now. A new season is opening for you. Baladabakosekeya. Batatata. He has broken the gate of brass. He has cut the bars of iron asunder. Those gates are breaking. Those chains are breaking. Those doors are breaking. La teke borakina kapatai. Embrekede. La dagaba. Those mountains are moving. Those mountains are moving. Paladiko bagadai. The power is moving mountains. Shadaboro zetekete. The earnest, heartfelt, continued prayer.
Lift up your hands towards heaven. Kaliboko sabarakata. Just, can you rise to your feet? Go ahead and worship him. Go ahead and worship. What an avalanche of miracles. What a harvest of miracles. Rodikila bagadoya. Go ahead and begin to appreciate God for all that you have received. Go ahead and bless him. Go ahead and bless him. Kalibo sabaladia. This power that has come upon you. Hey, this impartation of power. It will continue to walk. Oh, it will continually walk. And work out things and command and compel positive changes.
We believe you're blessed by this message. Our goal is to raise a glory generation that will walk in kingdom dominion and manifest the word of God as a lifestyle. To download more messages by Dr. Lucas Dagon King or to partner with us, please visit www.avalancheofglory.org. Subscribe to our YouTube and Telegram channel. Also follow us on Facebook and Instagram at the Avalanche of Glory Ministries International. Call 080-6530-2610 or 070-3699-1158 for more information. We love and celebrate you.